Hey, what's going on? It is Juan the Colombian, and we're here with Sam, with Nelson, and we also have someone special that he's just leaving the radio station right now, and he just waved at me being like, hey, are you guys recording the podcast, you and Nelson? I was like, yeah. So I said, hey, come in, and he's like, he has a little bit of Italian blood in his body, so he gave me that sass that probably like son of the mafia from Italy will give me if I tell them to do something
from
for
where?
Me.
From where?
From Italy.
Italy?
Italy. So,
not Italy.
Not no. Italy.
Italy.
Italy. You want to introduce yourself?
My dad says Italian.
I like that better.
Kidding. He does.
Italian. Well, we have an Italian here. Kyle, what's going on, man?
I don't know which one I like better, the Italy or Italian. I'm approving them both. They're both get approved.
That's good. So we have a challenge. I don't know if you know. You probably don't listen because you're too busy with your life. I know you're a busy guy. There's not a sports, Kyle. So the closest you can get to sports is the challenge. So you should get in the challenge. But I know you have a morning show that you used to talk with Kendra. She's a big challenge girl.
Yeah, I think she's kind of the one that mostly talked with you and with Nelson about, and I was always left out of the loop. And anytime I would know what's going on, it's when we would have a meeting and we'd have about half an hour to kill. So she would put it on the computer and I would get a chance to watch it. And that's when I started slowly investing, but I needed her to be able to do it.
Why you don't do it?
I don't know.
You have the time. You don't give me excuses right now because you're not hosting games. Listen, I also have Italian on me, okay? You don't have games going on right now. You don't have concerts to host. Yes, you do work early in the morning. I do too.
You do.
I have time to watch the challenge and record this thing. So you better get on it, man. It's fun.
The other thing is if you haven't started it yet, there's so many seasons that I feel like I have to catch up on. It's almost overwhelming the amount of that you have to watch in order to get caught up on everything that's going on.
Do you guys think that's true, Nelson and Sam?
It used to be true, but I feel like if you started last season, like if you were a new person, you started last season, there's so many new people that the old beefs aren't really as...
Or even start a Dirty 30 and go from there. You'd probably be okay.
Yeah, like last season, there were so many new people, especially this season too.
So in other words, you don't have excuse not to watch a challenge. Thank you.
And then you can just like brush up on like who's good and who's not good.
Yeah,
I mean there's only 35 seasons if you can watch them all.
Yeah, you got time.
You got a lot of time, man. It's like 15 years to catch up. Do you watch any reality TV? Not at all? Like,
I watched a couple of them on Netflix. So The Circle.
Okay.
If you watch that one.
That's a good one.
My girlfriend got me hooked on that one, and we were
who do you like
the
from
end.
The Circle?
Well, the guy that won, Joey.
Joey? Yeah.
I liked him too.
I don't know
guess why.
I can tell.
Because he was Italian.
I was going to say, he's Italian, and he actually, you have something similar to him. You're a nice freaking human being. And Nelson, and also Sam, because you know Kyle. He is the nicest guy. And I feel that Joey was the nicest guy from that TV show. He make it seem like he wasn't for a little bit, but then when he started talking about his family and how he loved everyone and how he loved Chuvan and all that kind of stuff, I can see you being like that guy. So maybe that's why you like him.
Well, I feel like he was, like everyone tried to be like the uber nice, like mm-hmm. I'm here for you and all that. But then a lot of them went like overboard and you knew it was fake. Like even Joey to an extent did it too. But at the very beginning, like, he was very much himself, and I don't think he really did, like, deferred from what he was.
It was real, yeah.
But I don't know. He just happened to be my favorite. Everyone else was okay in my books, but...
Have you watched Too Hot to Handle?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet.
You'll go through that one.
I've heard that one's ridiculous.
You'll go through it quick. There's not that many episodes.
Yeah. You will hate the Canadian girl.
I don't think I'd be able to handle that one.
What's she at on Instagram? When I started watching that show, she had 300,000 followers, and
she's
I bet
she's over a million now. I think.
No, she's more.
She's like
2 or 3 million. Yeah.
What's her name? Francesca.
Francesca. Yeah.
She has 4.5 million.
She was at like 300,000 when that show started.
She won. Yeah, 4 million subscribers from Netflix.
And she's still with the dude from the show.
Netflix.
Yeah. She doesn't wear clothes on her Instagram.
She did that show like to literally, it was a smart move because she's like, even on the show, she's like, I don't need the money. Like, I'm not here for the money. So she got famous and then
She's... Look at this guy. This is what reality TV does for your life, Kyle. Sorry, guys, to interrupt you. It's just, you know, Kyle is in a rush, and I don't want him to be here for too long. Wash Too Hot to Handle. Thank you for stopping by. You're a great freaking guy.
Great talk. Good job.
Amazing talk. If you want to stick around, you can, but I know you probably...
He's got like a dog.
Whatever.
What a buildup that I got there. Holy.
No, listen, listen. I love you. I'm so happy.
Juan's last time, dangling
last
the carrot
time,
at
no,
you.
No, no, no. Last time, last episode, if you listened to it, did you listen? I sent it to you. I said you were on it.
Well, you asked me yesterday. I didn't get a chance to listen to it
See?
Yet.
See, he lies. He lies.
No, I said I was going to listen to it. I never said I listened to it yet. Putting words in my mouth.
I lied. I lied. but no, for real, you gotta listen because Sam and Nelson, they said very highly things about you. So just give it a listen. Maybe you're gonna be like, what the heck are they talking about?
It's on Spotify, right?
Yeah, it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. What else, guys? Anchor Podcasts. I think it's like in 7 platforms.
Jeez. So. Mm-hmm. You guys are all over it.
Podcasts.
Yeah, man.
Literally where you find podcasts. That's where you plug it in right
just
here.
Just plug it in. Oh, I know. I asked you something. Sorry, before I let you go. Sorry, he was ready to pack up. We asked you last week about a name for the podcast. Sam had a great idea. She was calling it. She wanted to call Mixed Reality. What? You said, okay, let me think about it. You had a week. Of course, you probably didn't even think about it because you didn't even listen to a podcast.
Juan always putting us on the spot. You cannot get away with anything with Juan.
Hey, Nelson, easy, okay? Easy. I got a little surprise for you later, so just chill.
Oh, boy.
So, what? Tell me one.
Well, I do have one. Thank you so much for throwing me under the bus.
Get under that bus.
I like mixed reality. What about like something like Reality Check?
Ooh, I
Kyle
like
coming
that.
With the heat.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
That's, yeah, that's why.
I like that.
Reality Check. I like that.
What a name.
We might do a pool.
Just pay the licensing fee to Kyle every week.
Yeah, Instagram pool and just check if they like Reality Check or Mixed Reality.
Ooh,
I like that. I okay.
Kyle, and I'll only ask for 15% too. That's how nice I am.
It was 10 till you threw him under the bus.
Oh my goodness. I just screwed it up. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Kyle, thank you so much. And then if you have time next Friday, we do this every Friday. So
yeah,
if you
I'll pop in for a little bit, if anything. Bit, yeah. See if I catch up on any reality TV. And
at least listen to our podcast.
Oh, I'm going to listen to it when I go home. So.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Thank
later.
You. Okay, guys, so continuing with this, we have a little surprise because Nelson's birthday, not Nelson from the challenge, but our Nelson.
The better Nelson.
The better Nelson.
Low standard there.
We had a little something for him that we planned ahead of his birthday, but for some reason it wasn't delivered that day, so we had to wait until today to do it. I got the gift like this week, but yeah, it's just something that Nelson, I said it last week, thank you so much, dude, for what you do, especially for me, because you help me with everything here at the radio station. I'm the crazy one here with crazy ideas, and I said, Nelson, do you want to do it? And then you always have like, yeah, sure, man. The words you tell me is like, yo, hold on a second, because it's a busy day. We'll do it later, but we'll do it. That's the worst you have told me so far.
Which is true, though.
No,
like,
listen.
It's really busy.
I really freaking appreciate that, man. Because
of course, man.
Crazy people and successful people, they get a lot of no's. But the moment they get that yes, they take that person farther with them in their life. You know what I mean? And I've been doing this. We talk about our life before. I've been doing radio, TV, and other things for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find people that have the same passion driven that I have. So find someone similar. It's you. And fuck, man, I'm so lucky that I found you here. So
thanks, man. You're one of the good ones, Juan. That's why.
One of the good ones.
One of the good ones, man.
One of the good ones. No, but seriously, thank you so much for what you did. Thank you so much for what you have done. Thank you for going get coffee with me at Tim Hortons. We actually just did that. Sorry, Sam.
Ooh,
you're missing
out.
That's
my delivery.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Yeah, we'll send you the Uber Eats or whatever.
For one donut. Good luck. So, yeah, go for it. We're in different rooms, so I'm not going to be able to see your fully reaction. So, be very audio. Like, yeah, just make it visual to our ears, basically.
Okay. Tell me when to open it. I'm gonna see.
Go
if
for it.
All right,
go
let's
for
hope
it.
It works on this computer here. Let me make sure the channel's on.
Oh, we are waiting.
Movies and TV.
We are waiting, guys.
I hope you can hear this.
The radio station.
Oh boy.
Wow. I better make this good. What's up, Nelson? Is this a joke, Nelson? Like, is this like I'm about to watch you on TV,
it's Derek,
Nelson?
One of my favorites.
Making all that noise, Nelson? Nah. Look at that. I got a Colombian flag up here. I got some goodies from Colombia. Look at that. You're bringing me back. You're bringing some memories back, man. I got this in Cartagena in Colombia when I did the Dirty 30. Come to find out, this is for Nelson. Not the one on the show that we're all about to watch and podcast about. Another Nelson. What's up, dude?
He's got a nice house.
I want to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for being Team Derek after all these years. I appreciate you more than you know. It's weird. It's like you guys are work at a radio station. This is my radio station. I got a workout facility. I got a playground. You know,
well, house tour.
I got the tube ready to go.
It's a very good house tour.
What else can you ask for?
He's got a nice house.
God, mm-hmm. You guys have a radio station and a podcast station.
We do not have a radio station. We work at the radio station.
Nonetheless, that's fucking awesome. Yo, Nelson, by the way, this is from Juan the Colombian and Sam. They say what's up. So ironically, there's a Colombian flag here. Last season I did was the Dirty 30. Nelson, you're turning 30. And I got this goodie bag from Colombia, ironically. We're going to all tie this all together, and then we're going to all sing happy birthday in Spanish, even though Nelson may not be Hispanic.
Nope.
Anyway. But I got this goodie bag, and I haven't opened it up since I came back from Colombia and Argentina. So for your birthday and for our memory and for all of Dirty 30, for all of our Dirty 30s, I'm going to open this up together. And we're going to see what the hell's inside and what the hell I bought in a Colombian airport one day leaving the Dirty 30 when it's ironically Nelson's 30th dirty birthday. All right, let's look inside. I'm going to give one of these gifts to you, sort of. Oh, we got a hat. If you were here, I don't know if I'd give you this Argentinian hat, but can we say this is a gift from me to you, like, in spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can never give this up. This is one hell of an antique. What else we got in here? Huh? Oh, you know we're taking shots for Nelson's birthday. And I just broke this thing. We're taking shots for Nelson's birthday. Nelson, if there's nothing else you, Juan the Colombian, and Sam do, you guys need to take a shot for me.
Okay, Nelson, pause it 1 second.
Still working, whether you're in quarantine or not.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to do it for Derek. So, Sam, can you get a shot glass somewhere from your house and just get something going?
Oh, sure. It's 10:30 in the morning. But
there you go. Nelson and I, we have our little ice caps here. Yeah. That, sorry, Derek, if you ever listen to this, this doesn't have any alcohol on it, but it does the job for 10 and more, like 10 in the morning, right, Nelson?
Yeah.
It does. Are you ready, Sam?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, well, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
That's for you, Derek. Okay, keep playing that.
You can do it through Zoom. I know you got Zoom. You can do it through FaceTime. You guys got to do a shot with him, all right? In honor of all of us being here for Nelson's 30th birthday and all the times that we have with the Dirty 30 in Colombia, we were all doing it together. We're all here in spirit. Bam. Bam. So we got that. What else we got here? What is in this bag, my man? Oh, how can you go to a Spanish-speaking country and not get anything with the Pope
religious
on it?
Legit.
And I hear that the challenge just started. Here we go. Some more Colombian goodies. Bam, bam. And again, I wish I was sending something there to you, but you know what? We did this together. We could say that we did something together, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday in Spanish. Malaga? Malaga? Huh? Huh?
Huh? I don't know anyway, what Malaga is, but...
enough about Spain? My gifts that I probably can't give you. One thing I can give you is a special birthday shout-out because you guys are this awesome. You guys made me just bring that out. And I guess I got to give you a story about... I got to give you a story about Tori because she's also apparently one of your favorites. Anyway, Tori is possibly... you know, one of the coolest, nicest girls I had ever met on the challenge. We'd sit on the bus together, tell cool stories, and she has a tie-in to the Vatican. So one thing I'll tell you is she has a family member that has a tie-in to the Vatican, and she's been there. So that's my Tori story, that little tidbit about her. And I'm going to stop talking here because I got to sing because the challenge is starting, and we have to watch it. So not only do we have the Dirty 30, we do the podcast, we're at the radio station. We also have the challenge coming up that we're going to talk about tonight and tomorrow. So, without further ado, feliz cumpleaños. I can't do this. Happy birthday to you.
He's literally got the challenge going in the background on TV.
He does.
Happy birthday, dear Nelson. Happy birthday to you. All we need is Nelson to just pop up on the screen for you now. Jordan. Kyle, Nelson, are you coming? Come on. I don't know. It's already been 5 minutes. I'm going to let you go because you're probably better than Nelson. All right, buddy. Take care.
That was the best.
Nelson, happy birthday, my man.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Bro.
Happy B-Day, buddy.
That happy 30-30. Awesome.
Yeah. 1 week later. But that was
a pretty good singing voice.
Derek, yeah. He's a beast. I love Derek. One of my favorite guys to watch. I wish he would still do them. Like I guess Dirty 30 he did. That was, what, 4 or 5 years
ago? It's funny, though, because yesterday, so we have a little chat that we talk about, and then you brought Derek saying that he was one of your favorites. Yep. So inside of me, I was like, yes. Yes, I didn't screw up the surprise.
Top five,
I did
sure.
Well.
Top three, probably.
That's awesome, though. Yo, Derek, he's your top one, okay? Don't listen to Nelson.
He might be. Yeah. I think Evan was my favorite just because he's Canadian and he was like, and he won a lot and he was from the old school. So Evan, you know, Evan, Kenny, Johnny, those three, and Derek for sure.
There you go. So glad that you like it. Mm-hmm. Glad that we took that out of the way. That's amazing. You can post that anytime. I sent a little message to him saying that thank you so much for everything. And
I do follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, no, basically I'm going to send this podcast right now, like this episode. I'm going to send it to him when we finish. And then, yeah, hopefully if he listens, he listens.
Kyle just texted me. He said, just listened. Thanks for the love.
Oh, see?
That was fast.
That's
well,
so
he lives
good,
really
though.
Close to the radio station, so he gets home really quick.
That's awesome, though. Yeah, he texted me too. I'm just I don't know why I got busy here. Talking about Kyle, we're talking about our Kyle that we just talked with him here at the radio station. But we said last week at the end of the episode that we are going to have the best favorite Kyle moments, the real Kyle, the British guy, not the real one, the British Kyle. Nelson, can you give me an impersonation of Kyle? I'm
My
really
favorite
bad.
Favorite Kyle is whenever he says Rogan. Rogan?
Hey, Rogan.
Paulie? Paulie's got cholera? I don't know where in England he's from, but
he's from South Shields in the UK. So like,
is that north south?
In different parts of England, everybody has like different accents.
Yeah. Like I know the Liverpool one's really hard to understand, and then Manchester, like David Beckham is very Manchester, which is a lot clearer.
No, I think Beckham.
And then there's
hard,
London,
though.
Which is its own. I don't know.
I think London's the most like a posh sounding one, I guess, because some of them sound pretty like Cockney.
Liverpool is like the worst one. Like you can't understand them. They talk like that.
Good place not to go to visit for me.
I just listen to Wayne Rooney talk a lot. The soccer player. But yeah. Yeah, I love Kyle's accent. Rogan?
What about you, Sam?
So I actually took one from this week's episode because I was thinking about it and thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
But after the Johnny and Wes sort of alliance was revealed to everybody, he goes, It's like seeing your parents get divorced when you're younger and now they're back together again.
I like too when they, because they brought Kyle in and I knew Kyle and Bananas. He's like, Bananas, save me.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
They're like, because Wes is like, we're tired of carrying you. Like, Kyle, Kyle doesn't play the game anymore, right? Like,
your impression's really good. I did not want to try doing an accent at all.
Hey, Nelson is good at that.
I usually can do a lot. I do Australian pretty good too, but I won't do that right now. I need to like warm it up.
Listen, it's sad to say it, and you're probably not going to believe me. That was my moment. I also took one from this week. I said it last week. I said, I think old Kyle is coming back with like his funny stuff and like this TV persona that just... It's just so funny to watch. Like,
and he got into a
so
little
funny.
Scuffle with Nelson, so maybe you got a little. And then after Bananas and Wes were like, "Hey, like start playing the game. We're tired of caring. You're nominated." Mm-hmm. I think it might light a fire under his ass. He's just kind of coasting through, which is a good strategy in some cases.
It's a smart man.
Not this season though. You have to go in.
Yeah, this season he has to go in. But man, I don't know. He's just so funny. Like when you guys mentioned about that one, that he's like, "Banana, save me." Like, it was his face.
Save
like, it was like a three-year-old kid asking mom for some ice cream. It was like...
Because Bananas and Kyle are usually aligned.
Oh, they're like friends. Yeah. They're like legit friends from outside. So yeah, that's a good thing. We got rid of that. Kyle's moment. Do you think he's going to, like, go hard then after this or what?
This episode, I think, is like where it's like everyone better start playing. Like, Bananas and Wes are playing a great game right now. They made a great, like, last episode, they were the stars. Mm-hmm. But neither of them have a red skull right now. And guys like Fessy and Nelson do.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I was talking again about Kyle. But, like, yeah, like, I feel that people need to start doing things like that. And TJ is calling everyone out, being like, hey, guys, like, we just have three guys to run my final. Like, we need more of you guys to actually come here and, like, fight.
Well, it sucks because Jay got two, and then he got out. So there's, that's three things that, or I guess two, that could have been two other people that are still in the game. So
yeah,
that's the thing.
It sucks. Hopefully people, like what you said, hopefully Bananas and Wes, they get to do that more now that they realize they need to win. But the other thing that in this episode was crazy because he had a little bit of everything. He had love. Good eliminations, good drama between like the fights, the small fights that were there. And one of the things that we spoke last week, and I also want to retake that this week, is Baron Kayla. Like last week, it was like, sure, like people start noticing that they were hooking up. Mm-hmm. But in this episode, it was like seeing a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah, it was coupley.
Like,
it was very coupley.
Yeah, and Bear's like telling her all this stuff, but you know it's Bear, so he doesn't he's just full of shit. I saw Kayla say on Twitter, like after the episode, she was saying how like she had been unhappy in that other relationship for a mm-hmm. while. And obviously that's not the way you go about it to, you know, completely embarrass him on TV and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, obviously Kayla, like that was horrible. But like, yeah, so and then when like Kayla's acting like they're like been in love for like years.
Yeah.
Like their boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think she referred to it. She's like, this is why I don't want to date someone on the challenge or whatever.
Yeah, it was so weird when they were talking. Like when I saw that like that little scene that they were talking and then he's like, she loved me? And like she's so clingy. She's like on top of him and hugging him and like he's trying to walk away and she's like pushing him and not letting him like go. It's weird, man. It's like, guys, you guys have been there for like 2 weeks. No, not 2 weeks, like 2 months. You're not gonna be able to fall in love with someone that fast. Like I get it. Yes, there's just such a small amount of people in that house. But it's like, first of all, Kayla know who Bear is, and he's like that. Just what you said, he's full of shit.
Mm-hmm. He's so over the top about his feelings. Like, I love her. You're the most beautiful. Just like so much that you know it's not.
It's
genuine.
It's just
bullshit.
It's game.
It's bullshit. Yeah. and then also, she like we know how she gets. She fall in love with what was it, Corey?
Oh, okay. And
what? Yeah, she's the same. So it's like, man, you're dating yourself. You know, like, I feel they act the same when it comes to love.
very kind of. Oh, Corey's relaxed a bit, but like.
But what I'm saying is Kayla Amber. Like they're just saying they're clingy. They're like fall in love super fast. They're like, oh, I love you. Oh my God. And like, I don't know if you guys saw. Well, and we cannot talk about that. Well, you can. Yeah, we can talk about that. But like, at the end when Bear was gone, she said it. What did she say? She's like, oh, don't worry. We'll see each other after this. We'll see each other in the outside world. Blah blah blah. Like she make it seem that like
it's like she was like saying goodbye and acting like she had been like in love with the guy for years. Forever. Like when he got out and they were like it didn't. I was like, you think they were in love for years the way she was like acting?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're gonna get married with this guy. It's like, no, you just you hook up with someone that hook ups with everyone in the shows. Like, you know,
literally every
like,
season there's a new one.
You hook up with the gigolo from the show, but but yeah, that was crazy. And Bananas and Wes, what a crazy
love it.
Season has been for these two. They always work, not like they have their own ways to work, and they always kind of like hate each other in the past. For TV as well, they probably like increase it. They were like, oh, pff, I hate you, blah, 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 and this and that. In this one, they said at the beginning they want to work together, they want to do things together, but they didn't show it to the house too much until, like, some people of your, like, obviously, people that knows them, they caught on to them and they were like, I think they're working together. I remember Nani mentioning that last episode. Like,
Nani caught on because she walked in and they were like being very cordial and nice. And like when you've known those two for so long, you know, like what's out of the ordinary and what's just, you know,
weird. Yeah. And then this one, Anissa also say it. She's like, there's something weird between these two now.
She's known them for a long time too. So maybe it's a lot of.
Yeah, because they would know them.
People knew them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but then again, it's so far-fetched too, like for them to be working together that you're also like, maybe it's not right. Like,
But what do you guys like? It's official. Like, Wes saved Bananas.
Yep. So when they were forming the tribunal, it was Wes and Maddie, and they needed to pick third. And Wes says, "You know, I'm gonna do something that's never been done. I've done everything else on the challenge. He's like, I'm gonna save Bananas." And that's when everyone was like, "Oh, yep. There's no way he would just do that unless they weren't working together." So now it's out there. They're an alliance.
Yeah, they're official. How Banana said.
Yeah, good for Wes, though, because it was a double elimination and there was only so many guys left to go in. That they at least he gave Bananas either the option to go in or you're going to be safe. You're not going to be one of these four guys, because that's a lot more than just the two. It makes a big difference.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the right time to do it. You know, it just so happened that, you know, they both had a good challenge. Like Bananas did very well too, but Wes and Maddie won it, but Bananas was probably third. So, you know,
well, yeah, because that's what they say, right? Like when they said like, oh, the two top guys is Wes and Bananas. That's what like in the elimination, they were the two top guys. So like they were going to win no matter what. But yeah, no, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
And then it just so fell to them that nominations, you know, Jordan was like, I want to go in. I want to get my red skull so I can go to a final. You know, that's what I'm here for. And then they, Nelson became the.
God, don't mention that name. Yeah. If it's not your name, if it's the other Nelson, oh my God.
Don't talk about yourself, Nelson.
No, he's got to say, it drives me nuts.
Hey, Nelson, do you want to change your name?
No, I like my name.
I love your name, but I'm hating it because of that
some
dude.
TV people just put it to shame.
Oh.
But yeah, so like it played out well for them because, you know, they nominated, well, first it was Fessy. You know, he's a rookie, you gotta go in, that's great. And you know, let's see what he's made of. And they know he's pretty competitive, so if they can get a couple good guys against him, you never know what's gonna happen. And they knew Jordan wanted to go in too, so like that's best case scenario. You get two of the top two. Well, we don't know Fessy is fully like yet, but he looks like he's something, you know, a really good competitor. So then you can get those. And then you got Nelson, who's just like throws himself under the bus with his opening his mouth. Probably the worst player to ever play the game.
He's the worst, yeah, player
like, not
and
as
person,
a competitor. But like he's a decent competitor. He's athletic. You know, he's not the worst. But like socially, I have never seen a player play a worse game. Like,
terrible social game.
when you open your mouth, you just sink your game even more. And then when he gets in those things, he just digs even deeper and deeper, like during these nominations and stuff. And so, and then there was also like all the guys that got votes, except for Jordan was the only one that didn't really, he only voted for himself, really. The other guys, like Bear, had a bunch of votes in that first round of nominations. And then it was, and Nelson, obviously. So like, they're like, all right, well, these are the guys. You know, and like what a great double elimination though.
It was really good. Like even though if you're listening to this, you're probably like already watched the episode, but it was very physical. Like those eliminations.
What's it called? The
pole wrestle.
The pole wrestle, yeah.
The best thing other than I like it better than Hall Brawl because Hall Brawl is quicker.
It's quicker,
pole,
yeah.
This pole wrestle can be longer.
This one can last forever.
This one was so short compared to ones in the past. Like when Wes and Derek did it, it lasted like hours and hours, and it's lasted like hours on other ones too.
Same with Derek and
Derek
Josh,
and Josh.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's the breaker. Like the one that like even TJ was like, "Come on, guys! Like this
they
is
bloody,
amazing,
broken,
yeah.
But we need someone to win. Like we've
and
been
Derek
here for 2 hours."
Derek was a mercenary for that one. And he
yeah.
all of it.
Yeah. Well, here you go, Joss. Enjoy your rookie season.
Yeah. But it's crazy though because I don't know if you guys remember that, but like yeah, like that. As soon as they finished, there was so much respect from both of the guys.
Yeah.
Like Derek won, of course.
Surprised a lot of
but
people.
Then Josh was like. Like, bro, I didn't know this little guy. He said it like that. I think he said, like, this little guy had so much heart and pit so bull. Much strength on him. Yes, he's a pit bull. That's what he is.
Yeah, so, like, these matchups, obviously, it was...
Oh, this
you know,
was
when
like
when it's time to nominate people in and Bananas and Wes are like, this feels really kind of gutless to put Jordan in. You know, he's got one hand. It's, like, severely, you know, underhanded, no pun intended. But, like, he, you know, it was, like... But for the game, you're like, think about it. If you're Wes and Johnny, you're like, hey, it's kind of gutless to put Jordan in. But like, Jordan gets to a final, he's gonna win it. Like we can't beat this guy.
Yeah.
You know. So for your own game, like Johnny and Wes, they had to vote him in. And against a guy like Fessy, who's, you know, we've never seen him in elimination, but he's a very athletic guy. He was a D1 football player. You know, that shows he's tough. He's physical, and he's way bigger than Jordan too.
Wait, man, when they were competing, like I was
like Jordan's a fit guy, but he's not a massive guy.
No.
He's pretty normal sized, but like,
compared to a guy, man, Fessy is a huge dude.
Yeah,
like the shoulders,
everything. Like you know, we've seen guys like Derek against Joss, who's
exactly. So, but what you said, like
when you have one hand and it's a thing where you're literally trying to rip with two hands something out of you, it was tough to watch.
I feel that this one, like especially this, like the wrestling thing, it's not even the way that you have to hold it. Like, take it out, pull it out. It's the way that you have to hold it, and he couldn't hold it.
Yeah,
because
Jordan won one of these before too, though. But it was done with rings, so I think it was a little easier for him.
Oh yeah, because he can hook. He can hook his his whole.
And they even brought it up that he won the tug of war against Josh too with one.
That involved a little more strategy though. Whereas this one, there is strategy, like if you get low and use leverage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like just physical, like rip it out of your hands and
true.
Honestly, he did better. Like I thought. Fessy would just be able to rip it out right away. Like, it's two hands versus one, and a guy who's, like, probably 30, 40 pounds heavier than you, you know?
Oh, yeah, he hold it really good, though.
I kind of thought it was funny, because Fessy, he wasn't, like, being arrogant or anything. Like, he was being pretty good about it, but he was just, like, you know, he's talking. It's like he was a big upset or something. It's like, come on, man. It wasn't an upset. Yeah.
I'd be the best guy, and his shoulder...
popped out the
too.
First after the first round.
I will say it was nice that Fessy on the last round when Jordan was trying and clearly hurt, Fessy wasn't trying to like hurt him more.
Not
you know what
rip
I mean?
His shoulder out, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of did a quick grab and was like, we're done here.
Yeah, Jordan just like collapsed because of the pain.
Yeah, that was good for him though that he knew he had something wrong with his body, like the shoulder, but then he was like, okay, if I go here, I go here big. You know what I mean? Like, you have to rip my arm off or I don't go. And, yeah, it was crazy, man. And then he cries and he says all the stuff about all the things that he's been through in his life and the people that have disabilities.
It was inspiring.
Yeah, it's
Jordan
very
is an inspiring.
Inspiring
guy. Like,
it's crazy because I talked so bad about him last week.
He is an asshole as a person.
Yes, he is no still an asshole.
But he's also, you know, he's a good guy. He's an incredible competitor. He's got great, like, he's very mentally resolute. He's, you know, he's, and Tori always says, you know, like, she knows the real Jordan, obviously. Then we see the TV guy, but he's so inspirational. The stuff he's able to do and pull off, you know, with a disability is insane.
Well, it's like
his mental toughness is up there.
He doesn't have, in my opinion, every time he goes to a challenge, unless it's the one yesterday, he doesn't have a disability.
You'd never know.
Like, you would never know. You see, like, you know how they do the footage of them working out every now and then in the episodes? You see this guy just ripping, like, iron, just going at, like, at the gym. They're just like, he's working like if he has a hand. I'm like, bro, how are you able to do stuff with not, like, he has a little bone, you know what I mean? It's so hard, but no, he's just keep, like, his life, he acts like nothing happened. Like, he has two hands, and it's so inspirational. Yes, I am super upset when he team up with someone and treat them like shit. But seeing him crying yesterday and talking about, like, the disability thing and all that kind of stuff is that it's a reality check for me as well, being like, bro, like, don't judge people. Because I also don't know why he's been through his life to act the way that he treats people. Maybe people treat him like shit when he was younger, make fun of him, you know what I mean? So maybe that's just something that he kind of reflects now, being like, oh, fuck, I hate everyone, I hate this, I'm the best one, just because he proved himself so much when he was little and he wasn't able, and now that he's able, he thinks that's the way. So, yeah. Exactly, yeah, that's what I feel it is, right? Like, he's just protecting himself from getting hurt from people that are trying to bully him just because he cannot do his stuff, basically.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted, like you said, this challenge was for Tori. I've won 3. I need to prove nothing. But all his other competitors still, all of them, even if they liked him or not, all said he's one of the best competitors. He's literally good at everything. People are scared of him. So it is a good testament to overcoming something that might be standing in your way and killing it. even though he's still a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really hope that he's back with Tori. I'm assuming that for now on, I think that's the deal. 2-for-1. You know,
neither
mean?
Of them will do it individually. Jordan will only do it if Tori does it. Tori might do it without Jordan, but
I think Tori would do it without Jordan.
Yeah, but
do you think Jordan is going to become the next sack? Just, if you don't come here, I'm
no,
freaking divorcing you. I don't think so either.
I don't see that part of Jordan.
Tori would go, stop being silly. Like,
she's so good at handling him when he gets, like,
that's
freaky.
Why they're perfect for each other.
I know. Like, I seen him going nuts, and then she's like, Jordan, just chill, okay? And then he's like, okay, yeah, sorry. Like, he's like a little dog. He's like, okay,
she's like,
yeah, sure.
She's low-key the boss.
Legit, she's the boss. Crazy episode, crazy stories, crazy everything. You guys mentioned a little bit about the teaser at the end. Who was the one who said it? Sam?
That was Nelson.
What was that? I messed
it. You just saw a lot of the, you see, because at the end of the episode, you know, Swaggy kind of, he let it out that he knew what was going to happen. Meanwhile, Josh and all of them and the girls, they had no clue what was going to happen in terms of who's going in and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So Josh now is like, oh, Fessy's working with Wes and Johnny and them. And now Josh is pissed and he wants to take them all out. And then you see, like, a clip of them, like, they're at, like, the bar or something like that. And Josh is going at Fessy and he, like, throws a drink at Fessy, which is such a girl thing to do. Like, no, like, not, like, trying to be offensive to girls, but, like, who does that? Like, throws a drink at someone?
Someone threw a full glass of wine at me once when I was working. So.
What?
Yeah, like, who does that?
A lot more people than you'd think, unfortunately.
But what's
like a guy to another guy? Like,
but what's
not
it?
A,
what's
not
the
a
thing?
Guy to another guy. I don't think so.
Yeah,
not
like, you know, like when a guy's being a jerk to a girl, she's like, dump her drink on it. That's like kind of what it's reminded me of.
It's very like 90s rom-com.
Yeah. I think it's too much TV, yeah. But yeah, I don't like Josh. I do not like that guy. He, this season, I remember when he had a conversation with Wes, he's like, yeah, listen, I know we have some beef. I know you're going to go for me. I know you this and this. And then Wes is like, I'm not going to go for you. Like, you're no one. I don't need to go for you. So he's the kind of guy that he wants to be a pit bull, but he's more like a...
He's very emotional, that's all.
He's like a big dog that doesn't bite, that he just sleeps. And, you know, it's weird, though. It's so weird. I think he's good. He was good at Big Brother because I think that's what he won. But
he also doesn't have the physical side.
That's what I'm saying. Big Brother is not physical. It's more like a game, right? But a mental game. But here, I think he's not very good. Like, he tries to act like bananas or Wes, but I don't like him.
There's
though.
More overwhelming personality, so I feel like he's not as, you know.
But he wants to become a personality. He wants to become that next person. But it's like, buddy, you need to back up your words. Like Jordan, when he did the first one, he also wanted to be like that. But then he back up his words because he actually was a good fighter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one's coming for you, Josh.
Yeah, no one is. Like, no one gives a shit about you. Like, just go home and put a camera in your room and maybe people watch you. But, like, yeah, it's so weird. Like, oh, I don't know. But, yeah, so next episode, it's female elimination. If nothing changed, because it's the challenge and everything can change, right? Mm-hmm. But
I think there'll be some drama. I got a feeling.
Female drama or both?
Wins.
I think both.
Really? Between who?
Because I don't think there's a definite person that I see going in next week. I'm not like, oh, that person's for sure next in.
Who do you think is going to have beef?
Well, you saw in the, like, Maddie is not about that Holy Trinity at all. Like, she's on the other side. She's just like, you're working with them and they ain't with me. They are not with me. So
I wouldn't mess up with Maddie. Maddie is a strong girl, man.
Yeah. She just needs to prove herself a little bit more.
I know. She smokes. She party, but she's... She's a hard competitive. I seen her win stuff, and it's crazy. She's good.
Mm-hmm. I think she's here to play this season.
There was also
a clip of Jenny getting mad at someone shockingly. Like, Jenny, like, nice girl. Like,
Jenny, British Jenny?
Yeah. She was flipping out about someone. She's like, if she's coming to take me, she's like, I'm going to take her out. Or whatever.
I would mess with her.
If I'm Jenny, I'd be like, look, I'm going against you in the... You know how Turbo was always like that? I'm going against you. Like, yeah. I'll put myself in. I like that energy. Let's go.
I think those were the first two words Turbo learned. I'm going against you. Well, four words. Sorry, my English is bad.
So is his.
It's okay.
I need to do a podcast with Turbo. No, I'm kidding. That'll be a friggin' messed up thing.
No one will understand it.
No one will be like, hey, what? Nope. What do you mean? But yeah, so wow. Lots of drama for next episode. I like the idea of us bringing stuff from players. So... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel that we talk about the Wes and Bananas team working together. Would you guys mind just grabbing, like, your best Banana or Wes moments for next one?
Oh, so
yeah,
many.
We can do that.
There's a lot, though.
But there's a lot.
It's all gold, so.
Let's do the top three. Just bring, like, so that way we have some stuff to talk about for next episode. But yeah, going back to Wes and Banana. I have a feeling that one of those two are going to win. Now that everything changed in the challenge and they have kind of like that power back, again, everything changed every day. But I feel that something could happen there. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but...
Well, I said if Bananas Alliance with Wes works out, I thought that Bananas would win. So I'm on the same page.
So you think if they both make it to a final, Bananas will win over Wes?
I didn't think their alliance would get this far, to be completely honest with you. So now that everybody knows and they seem to work together well and obviously do care about saving each other, I think there's a chance for sure.
What about Nelly?
There's going to be a point. You know that's coming. Like, there's going to be a point where, although I don't think Bananas is as threatened by Wes... You know what I mean?
No, he's not. He knows.
But Wes has taken Bananas out a few times, right? So, but I feel like in a final, but we haven't seen Bananas in a final in a long time.
Same with Wes. I haven't seen Wes in a final in a long time.
Two
I think
seasons.
That
he was with Turbo and
Turbo. Yeah. You're right. Dio. I thought it was the All Stars, the one that they did with the champs.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm. yeah. Mm. So we'll see.
Who do you think? So you're going like, you don't know, like 50-50?
Yeah, yeah. Right now, at least.
Okay. I listen. I'll be honest with you. I think Banana's time is already. It's gone. He's a really good TV. He's good to watch. Now he's kind of like becoming a social media influencer. I've seen a lot of like Instagram Live that he does all the time with Morgan. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think if they make it to a final, I think Wes is going to take it, to be honest. Wes is the kind of guy that he's competitive. We've seen it in this one. He's very smart. Like, I don't know, you guys saw it in this episode, but they were like, Wes was really good at it. Bananas found a way to cheat without cheating. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he will take it for sure. But, yeah, I think that's all for this episode. I don't think we have more to talk about. I feel that we basically covered everything that happened in this episode. We covered Nelson's birthday again.
The most important.
The most important
awesome.
One.
Thank you so much.
No worries, man. Thank you. Hopefully that video, you enjoy it. I felt love that it's just a little connection. It's good to have the people that you have been watching for 15 years just saying even your name.
True.
Like when he starts saying like Nelson, like the Nelson from TV or like what? Like I feel like you cannot get more personal than that. You know what I mean?
100%.
So it was a good thing. Glad that you like it. I feel love that it. For us, we start watching this when we were kids or teenagers. And being able to talk about this still, it's a bless for us. So thank you, Challenge producers and all the guys that do that, because, yeah, we probably will be at home sleeping if it wasn't for this. well, it's me. Nelson will be working, and Sam, I don't know, probably working too. But, yeah, no, thank you so much for following us on Instagram. You guys have the handles because I post those in the different platforms that we have for the podcast. If you want to listen to us, we're in Apple Podcasts, all the main ones, basically, Google Podcasts and Spotify. And yeah, we have a homework. I think you guys, if you guys do it, that would be awesome. If you ask your followers between the two names and we do a pool, that would be super cool. If not, then I'll do it on mine, and then we'll let my mom and my grandma pick the name.
Sounds good.
But yeah, no, just have fun, guys. Take care of the weekend. For the listeners that are right now here just listening to this, thank you so much for being here one more time. Last week, I forgot to post it that we did the episode. If you haven't heard that episode, go do it right now. We have 7, I believe it's now, with this one. So you got like what? Like probably 7 hours of audio that if you want to listen while you cook, while you drive, what anything, you can go do it on your own time. Sam, something else you want to say before we go?
No. I'll give a big shout out to Derek Hay, though, because that video was awesome. And thanks, everybody who listens to us. Very exciting.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome. Nelly?
Yeah, same thing. It's awesome.
Awesome. I guess I'm the one who chats here and talks a lot, even though people don't understand what I said, which is good.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do a little. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week. Go check our Instagram so you can vote on our name, Mixed Reality, or check. What was it?
Reality Check.
Reality Check. See, I don't speak English. Have a great weekend. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next time.